Hi, I'm Zaylee. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. You know how some people say your wedding day is the happiest day of your life? Well, mine was the day I opened Zaylee's Hair Haven. 6 years of working double shifts, living on ramen, and saving every penny finally paid off. My salon became the go-to spot in our little suburb, especially for brides and special occasions. I built everything from scratch. The crystal chandeliers, the vintage styling chairs, even the hand-painted mural of flowing locks on the back wall. That place was my baby. Then I got pregnant with an actual baby, and that's when everything started falling apart. "You've got that pregnancy glow, oh," my best friend and fellow stylist Diane said one morning while we were setting up. "How's Marcus handling the news?" "He's over the moon, already talking about converting his gaming room into a nursery." But his mom, Regina, my mother-in-law, had always been intense. The kind of woman who'd rearrange your furniture while you were in the bathroom because she knew better. When Marcus and I started dating, she'd constantly remind me how her baby boy needed a proper home-cooked meal every night, never mind that I owned a successful business. Guess who showed up at my ultrasound appointment yesterday? Uninvited? No way. Diane nearly dropped her styling brush. Yep, Regina somehow found out the time and just appeared. Kept telling the technician how to do their job because she raised three boys and knows what to look for. The interventions got worse. Regina started showing up at my salon with lunch I needed to eat for the baby's health. She'd hover over my shoulder while I worked, telling clients how I shouldn't be around hair chemicals. I lost three regular customers that way. "You need to set boundaries," my sister Sarah warned during our weekly FaceTime call. "This isn't about being nice anymore. It's about protecting your space." I tried. God, I tried. But Regina had this way of making everything sound like she was doing me a favor, like I was the unreasonable one for not wanting her help. Marcus would just shrug it off. That's just how mom shows love. Then came the morning sickness. Brutal all-day morning sickness that had me running to the bathroom between clients. My doctor said it was normal, but Regina acted like I was dying. "Marcus, your wife needs proper care. She can't keep working in this condition," Regina's voice carried through our bedroom door one night. "I should move in temporarily, just until the baby comes." I waited for my husband to shut that down. Instead, I heard, "Maybe mom's right, babe. Just for a few months." That's how Regina ended up in our guest room, with her boxes of herbal remedies, her endless opinions, and her strange obsession with old wives' tales.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
If I'd known then what she was planning, I would have changed the locks that very night. But hindsight's always perfect, isn't it? Living with Regina was like being trapped in a pressure cooker. Every morning she'd have some new traditional remedy waiting on the kitchen counter. 3 weeks into her stay, she started focusing on my hair. In my culture, pregnant women shouldn't color their hair. It brings bad luck to the baby. I looked up from my breakfast. Regina, I'm a licensed cosmetologist. Hair dye is perfectly safe during pregnancy. I've checked with my doctor. Doctors don't know everything. My grandmother always said, I have clients waiting at the salon. I grabbed my keys and left before she could finish another lecture. At work, Diane noticed something was off. Your hands are shaking. She threw away my hair products last night, said the chemicals would harm the baby. $300 worth of professional products gone? Does Marcus know? He said he'd replace them later and asked me to be more understanding because mom's just trying to help. That weekend, Sarah came to visit. She found me crying in the salon's back room after hours. Regina's telling all the neighbors I'm endangering my baby by working here. She cornered Mrs. Peterson at the grocery store and told her I was selfishly choosing vanity over motherhood. This is getting out of hand. Sarah pulled out her phone. I'm calling Marcus. Don't bother. He's at some mother-son bonding retreat Regina organized. Things escalated quickly after that. Regina started showing up at the salon during my shifts, telling waiting clients about pregnancy hair traditions from various cultures she'd researched online. Business dropped by 30%. Then came the night everything shattered. I was working late, finishing up quarterly taxes when the first contraction hit. Not too bad, but definitely real. I called Marcus, but it went straight to voicemail. Regina must have heard me pacing because she appeared in the doorway. It's time? Oh, thank goodness I'm here, but we need to prepare you properly. I just need to get to the hospital. Another contraction. Stronger. No. First, we must follow the tradition. For a safe delivery and a blessed child, the mother's hair must be cleared away. All of it. I saw the clippers in her hand too late. The pain of another contraction hit just as she lunged forward. Regina, stop! Everything happened so fast. She pushed me into my styling chair, ignoring my protests. The clippers buzzed to life. I felt the cold metal against my scalp and heard the horrible sound of hair falling. Through tears, I saw chunks of my carefully maintained caramel-highlighted hair hitting the floor. Trust me, this is for the best, Regina said, continuing her assault on my head. You'll thank me when the baby arrives safely. I screamed. Not just from the contractions now coming faster, but from the violation. The security camera in the corner blinked its red light steadily, recording everything. My phone buzzed. A text from Marcus. On my way home from Mom's retreat. Everything okay? He had no idea his mother was destroying everything I'd spent years building. My confidence, my image, my livelihood. But he was about to find out. The fluorescent lights in the delivery room seemed to highlight every inch of my newly exposed scalp. Dr. Peterson kept shooting concerned glances my way while checking my progress. Diane had driven me to the hospital after finding me in the salon, and now stood guard at the door like a bouncer. Where's Regina? She should be here for the delivery. Marcus burst into the room, then froze, staring at my head. What? What happened to your hair? Your mother happened. Diane's voice could have frozen hell. She attacked Zaylee with clippers during early labor. Where were you? Mom said it was a tradition. For good luck. His voice trailed off as Dr. Peterson interrupted. Mr. Walker, your wife was assaulted while experiencing contractions. As her doctor, I'm obligated to report this incident. The police are already on their way. Marcus paled. Police? But it's just hair. Mom didn't mean... just hair? I finally found my voice between contractions. My entire career is built around hair. My salon's reputation... about that. Marcus shuffled his feet. Mom's already posted on Facebook about the beautiful traditional ceremony she performed to ensure her grandchild's safe arrival. That's when Sarah, my social media influencer sister, stepped in. I hadn't even noticed her arrival. Oh, she posted about it? Perfect. Sarah's fingers flew across her phone. I just uploaded the security footage to my account. 2 million followers about to see what your mother's beautiful tradition really looks like. The next few hours became a blur of contractions, police statements, and viral notifications. My daughter arrived at 3:47 a.m., healthy, beautiful, and blissfully unaware of the chaos surrounding her birth. By morning, Regina's Facebook post had backfired spectacularly. Sarah's video had exploded overnight. Local news stations were calling. My salon's phone wouldn't stop ringing with messages of support. The police want to know if you're pressing charges. Diane showed me the growing social media response on her tablet. Regina's reputation was imploding in real time. Her church groups were distancing themselves. Her traditional motherhood blog was being flooded with negative comments. Of course she's not pressing charges. Marcus found his voice again. Mom's already apologizing. She didn't realize... I want a divorce. The room went silent. You can't be serious. Marcus stepped toward the bed. We just had a baby. A baby who needs at least one parent strong enough to protect her. I looked at my reflection in the window, bald, exhausted, but somehow stronger. Your mother assaulted me during labor and you're defending her. Where does it end? Sarah was already making calls. My friend Lisa's the best family lawyer in the state. She's on her way. And the salon security company sent over the footage showing premeditation. Regina brought those clippers from home. The DA's office called, Diane added. They're charging her with assault and battery. Something about the labor making it an aggravated assault. I cradled my daughter, feeling her soft weight against my chest. Your grandma thought she could break me, little one, but she just made me bulletproof instead. 6 months flew by like a whirlwind. My hair had grown into a trendy pixie cut that clients were rushing to copy. Funny how life works sometimes. Ready for today? Diane adjusted the salon's new sign. Kaylee's Hair Haven, where every story matters. More than ready. I balanced my daughter Emma on my hip while unlocking the door. The salon had transformed. Every styling station now featured framed newspaper clippings about maternal abuse and surviving toxic relationships. A portion of our profits went to supporting new mothers escaping controlling families. The bell chimed. Marcus walked in, looking tired and carrying divorce papers. Mom's taking a plea deal. He set the papers on the counter. 2 years probation, mandatory counseling, and she can't come within 500 feet of you or the salon. How's she handling the consequences? Her church group asked her to step down. Dad finally moved out. All her mommy blog sponsors dropped her after Sarah's video hit 5 million views. He ran a hand through his hair, a nervous habit he shared with Emma. She's talking about moving to Florida. And you? I'm sorry, Z. I should have protected you both. Instead, I let Mom steamroll over everything because it was easier than standing up to her. He pulled out a pen. I've signed everything. The house is yours. I'm taking the condo across town, close enough to co-parent, far enough to give you peace. The door chimed again. Sarah breezed in, her camera already rolling. Hey, followers. Today marks 6 months since the Labor Day assault went viral. I'm here with my warrior sister Zaylee, whose salon has become a symbol of standing up against toxic family dynamics. The publicity had transformed my business. Women drove from 3 states over to share their own mother-in-law horror stories while getting their hair done. Every stylist was booked solid for months. And look who's here. Sarah turned her camera. The ex-husband himself, doing the bare minimum of signing divorce papers. Any words for the viewers? Marcus faced the camera. Just that I failed my family by enabling abuse. I'm sorry isn't enough, but it's a start. After he left, I settled into my styling chair, the same one where Regina had attacked me. We'd kept it as a reminder, a testament. You've got your 10 o'clock. Diane nodded toward the door where a nervous young woman entered. My mother-in-law says I have to grow my hair out for the wedding, she whispered. Says short hair is disrespectful to her son. I caught her eye in the mirror. Let me guess, she's full of traditions and knows what's best for everyone? The woman nodded, tears forming. Well, honey, let me tell you a story about my mother-in-law and a pair of clippers. Then we'll give you the haircut you want, and I'll teach you something more important than tradition. How to say no. Emma cooed from her playpen in the corner, sporting a onesie that read, My mom's strength is my legacy. Looking at my reflection, confident pixie cut, thriving business, supportive community, I smiled. Regina thought she was destroying me that night. Instead, she gave me my power back, one forced haircut at a time. What would you do if you were Zaylee? Accept Marcus back if he completely cuts ties with Regina and proves he's changed, or stick with the divorce because his initial failure to protect you and Emma was unforgivable? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Would you give him a second chance, or is failing to protect your family from abuse a deal breaker? Share your experiences or similar stories you've witnessed. If this story resonated with you, hit that like button and subscribe for more real-life family drama and stories of standing up to toxic relationships. Your support helps me bring more stories like Zaylee's to light. Thank you for watching, and remember, sometimes losing what you thought you needed helps you find your true strength.